Is that sort of the idea in this locker room?
I mean, that has to be the goal. You know, you play this game to win a Super Bowl, and the first step is obviously, you know, winning the division, and the second step is getting into the playoffs. So we've done that so far, and I feel like we're hitting our stride at the perfect time, man, and we should be able to make a solid run for it.
How much will you rely on some of the veterans in here that have some of the playoff experience with the younger guys like you?
We have to rely on them. We have to understand that, you know, these guys have been around. They've played in a few playoff games. They've been, you know, some guys played and won a Super Bowl. So just having those guys around to kind of speak to and understand what the atmosphere is going to be like and to kind of come in and understand what you're facing and what it's going to be like, as opposed to coming in just not knowing and stuff like that. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, in those guys' ears this week.
Does Eli talk to you much about 07 and what that experience was like?
Not really, no. I mean, you know, we hint about it here and there. Coach Coughlin talks about it here and there. But, you know, it's a new year. It's another star, another run at the playoffs, and we have to be focused on right now.
What do you remember about that as an observer from the outside?
About 07?
Yeah.
I remember being in Amherst, Massachusetts, watching the game, and it was just one of those runs that they had, and it was incredible to watch, man. It was like, you know, you knew you were watching something special when you were watching them win game after game in the playoffs and going to the Super Bowl and do all the great things they did in that game. So it was just it was one of those games that you felt honored to watch and be a part of.
You've met David Tyree?
Yeah. I have met David, yeah. I met him last year. Cool guy, and you know, he wished me all the best.
Justin talked a little bit about you guys have almost played two must-win games already. Do you feel like the playoffs are going to be any more intense than the last two games that you guys had to win?
I don't think so. This last game was pretty intense. The fans were into it. They were crazy throwing and, you know, swinging those flags around, those towels around and stuff like that. So I think the energy and the environment that we faced, you know, that we saw this week, this past week, is going to be, you know, that's going to be how it is all the entire playoffs, home or away.
So you feel like this team may be a little more playoff tested than some of the youth on it may suggest?
I think so. Just because of the role we had to take, because of the teams we had to play and you know, the fashion that we had to play in, a lot of must-win games and stuff like that. So I think we're definitely playoff-tested a lot earlier.
But how do you guys prepare for this Falcons team that you guys haven't seen this year?
Yeah, we have to, you know, we have to get in the film room. We have to understand that, you know, we're not familiar with them, and we have to get familiar with them quickly. And we just have to focus on what we have to do and see where we can take advantage of certain areas and you know, coming into the game. If we prepare well like we have these past 2 weeks, we should be okay.
Victor, as somebody who hasn't seen the playoffs personally in the NFL, what have maybe some of the veterans sat down and told you about what to expect?
They haven't spoken to me yet. I was just saying that I'm gonna get in some of those guys' ears, especially guys that were around in 07 and been a part of that run and guys that's been in the playoffs on numerous occasions, and just to see, you know, how they felt, what their impressions are of the playoffs, you know, the energy level of the playoffs and stuff like that. So I'm gonna have some good conversations with some guys, and they should let me know some good information.
What was it